This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview more aspects of the upcoming legislative session.
Well, obviously, the priority that I have is, first of all, to make sure that my members' priorities are taken care of.
Got some new members. That's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to that.
All 34 Missouri Senate seats will be occupied when the legislature returns to work next month, with 9 new senators set to begin their time in the upper chamber. Incoming Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says there are 2 issues that stem from last month's election that could see legislative action next year.
I think there's some bills that have been filed that will address some of the issues we're facing with Clean Missouri. I think that is something that we're going to be dealing with early on. I still think that the transportation issue is something we're going to be faced with. The problem didn't go away, even though the voters rejected the process. I'm not sure whether they rejected because of confusion or just flat that they don't want to make the investment. But at the end of the day, we still have the problem. The same problem exists. And as leaders, we're going to have to figure out how we're going to address that in some shape, form, or fashion.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds, last month's election results may indeed play a role in the next session.
Well, I think that we're going to hear a lot about Clean Missouri and how it works and how it's going to be applied. And I think there may be some folks that are going to try and circumvent the law. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the citizens of Missouri have spoken. They adopted this, and this is what we have to work with. And we need to live within the parameters of what the folks, our constituents, gave us. So that's where I am.
Senator Schatz says he still believes transportation funding to be his personal goal.
It is probably one of the biggest challenges that we face here going forward, and what we're going to do about that. At some point in time, that has to be addressed. We have not found out just exactly what we have to do to make that occur, but I have served in that capacity as chair of the Transportation Committee here in the Senate as well. I served in the House. I look at it from a business perspective. It's a numbers game, and obviously we're underfunding, and at some point in time, you can't continue to underfund your needs.
Senator Walsh says she would like to see victims of domestic violence be able to take off work to go to court.
But you might be 49 on the docket and the judge only gets to 48 that day and you've taken off. You found care for your kids and everything's supposedly in order. Well, you're 49, he gets to 48 and you're told come back in 5 weeks. That's not always an easy thing to do. To take off work to get a court order of protection. So you're already in a stressful situation going in, and I'd really like to see something come of that before I leave here.
The first regular session of the 100th General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 9th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. You can also read more about all of the measures that have been pre-filed so far in advance of next year's legislative session. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.